Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Family Farm. I'm speaking with Mr. Joshua Robertson.
Yes, ma'am. This is Joshua Robinson. I try to well, first of all, I had told Gary to Walmart cause so he can do a few get a few things, and he had to run a few errands or whatever. But while I was at Walmart, I decided to try to cash my check that I have received through the mail, and Walmart said that they can't cash it. I don't know if the check is too small or what, but they trying to say that where it says document contains blue phonograph and micro printing, whatever, where it says that at on this blue line right here, it says it's too big, I guess. Well, I guess it's too big, and then it can't print the reader check, whatever.
Okay. Well, actually, another thing that I wanted to tell you is that I spoke with the lady yesterday, and she told me that she was able to put in your direct deposit
Yes,
information,
ma'am.
so you
Yes,
will
ma'am.
get your next payment to that one.
Yes.
But have you tried going to the bank to cash it with the bank? Because I know most caregivers go to the bank to cash them.
I can go to the bank, whatever, but being that I already signed the back of it because Walmart said for me to sign it, not knowing that I wasn't going to be able to cash it, whatever, I don't know if that's going to be an issue. But I'm gonna give it. It's all right if I can give you a call back by next Friday, and if I ain't be able to cash it, I'm gonna just have you void it, and they try to pay me through direct deposit instead.
Yeah, we could reissue the check if it's not
Yes.
possible for you to cash it, but we will need, like,
Okay.
you know, the confirmation, like, from the. But usually, like, we receive a confirmation if the caregiver is not able to cash it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
But yeah, try to do it and let me know if you're able to, okay?
Okay, I'll give you a call back by next Friday, all
Okay.
right? All right, and Gary said you don't need to call him.
Yes, actually, I wanted to know if you were with him to see if I could speak with him.
Yes, hold on, just
Okay,
talk to you.
thank you.
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Gary, how are you?
I'm miserable. I got flu A.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. Well, I just wanted to, you know, speak with you as the my usual molecule. I imagine that's what you wanted to ask me. Yeah, it's just, you know, checking in, confirming that Joshua is taking good care of you. That you
Yes.
haven't good. You haven't been to, like, the emergency room or
Yes,
admitted.
I was.
Oh, you were?
I was. I was yesterday. Well,
Oh, okay.
yesterday I had some testing, some
Okay.
vascular testing I had to have done out at the hospital, and I
Okay.
wasn't feeling good still. So I dipped into emergency while I was out there, and they wound up telling me I had flu A. So now I know why I'm not feeling good.
Okay, you were in the emergency room. What was the name of the hospital you said?
Penn State Health, St. Joseph's.
St. Joseph's. Okay, there I had it. Okay, and you were there for how long, you will say?
I don't remember how many hours it was.
Okay, like, or you could tell me, like, around what time was it? Like, maybe in the afternoon, in the morning?
It was in the morning, maybe
In the morning, okay.
9:30-ish.
Okay,
After
okay.
my testing was at 7, and I went right down to the emergency right after my testing.
Okay, right after your testing. Okay. And you said they wanted to keep you there for
No.
observation,
Yeah.
or
Yeah,
okay.
they kept me there for a few hours
For observation.
till they got my chest open up enough that I could breathe and get some
Okay.
airflow in my chest.
Okay, you weren't able to breathe.
Yeah, I had minimal airflow in my chest.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I did two 1 hour breathing treatments.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll put in the report and just, you know, whenever that happens again, have Joshua text me or call me, okay?
Well, he was with me because he went to my appointment with me.
Yeah, I know, but, like, the caregiver has to inform when the patient goes to
the home. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll make sure that happens next time.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And I guess your address is still the same, right? 46 Carroll Street, Reno,
yep.
PA.
Yep.
All right, then. Okay, yeah, that was mostly what I wanted to confirm with you. So, you know, have Joshua try to cash the check in the bank and let me know if it works, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hi, Gary.
All right, thank you. All right, Mary. Okay. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Yeah.
Thank you.